Well, hello everybody. I'm glad you could come along. You know, I do like Friday nights because the weekend's all open. I mean, it'll be gone in a flash. But right now, at this moment, Work Monday seems a long, long way away. And Peroni's helping me forget. Now, I made a video like this before, but I want to just remind you guys. DNA tests are widely available. In the UK, it's £98. £98 money well spent. Now, I believe in some states in the United States, they've banned it. Why would they do that? Because they know how widespread. The men bringing up somebody else's child without even knowing it. And a lot of times, a femon already knows. Sometimes she's not sure. But you can be sure 100%. If they don't allow DNA tests in your state, then go out of state. Gee, remember the days you just took the femon's word for it? She wouldn't lie about that. As we've seen, femons lie about absolutely everything. They are the biggest betrayers of men. And let's say the test comes back positive. You are the father. Then everything would be even better, surely. I mean, it can devastate a family. But is it best living a lie? And not only you are living the lie, the child is too. And why are the femons just getting annoyed about it?
Oh, why don't you trust me?
Femons haven't just started cheating because they're modern femons. More and more femons have been found out cheating because more and more men are actually checking for it, where most men never check before. Let's assume you find out that your son of 14 years isn't actually your son. You would still care for him as your son, and at least the boy wouldn't be living a lie. And, of course, you don't even have to tell your wife or your partner you're living with. All you do is take a swab from inside of your mouth and inside of the child's mouth, and you send it off. The worst betrayal that a femon can do to a man is lying to him about his child. But femons will do it. Doesn't matter to them that they're lying to you and the child. And, of course, there's a lot of times a femon just doesn't know. She thinks it's your child, but it also could be somebody else's. Can you imagine the relief when you get the test back and it is your child? Femons have been cheating for years and years. Some statistics show that femons cheat more than men and always have done. I mean, let's face it, it's easy for them. They don't have any guilt like a man does because they're born liars. Some DNA tests do ancestry, don't they? And some families have been found out that the man isn't a father through that. And that's generally what happens a lot of times. The man finds out by complete accident. Come on, guys, don't just say you're gonna do it. Do it. I mean, are you with a loving, caring wife or a long-term partner or a Jezebel? Well, there's no reason you can't find out. You take it easy, fellas, and think about it.